Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dose. A better tone nation market this morning with most major indices posting gains on the board. The yields on the two-year US Treasury are at highest levels in a decade at 2.7%, while the 10-year risk-free rate is at 2.93%. The shape of the US yield curve is on a flattening trend as the Fed prepares for another lift in rates later this month. The 2 and 10 spread is again at 21 bips. In currencies, sterling strengthened to 1.30, posting upbeat comments on Brexit talks from the EU chief negotiator, while other currencies losing against the US dollar. The dollar index has nudged higher to 95.23 across the major currencies. Another news, depletion of foreign reserves is causing concerns for EM nations. Bank of Indonesia has been the most aggressive central bank on policy intervention, particularly on foreign exchange front. Bank of Indonesia has drained almost 10% of foreign reserves this year, the most among the Asian largest economies. The Philippines has cut its buffers by almost 5%, while reserves in India have fallen more than 2%. In other primary issues news, DP World plans to sell US dollar, euro and GBP-dominated bonds to fund growth and the buyback of 650 million of Islamic bonds. DP World offered to repurchase Sukuk due next year that is issued by JAFSA 2019. To finance the transaction, the DP World plans to issue a new 10-year Sukuk plus a 30-year dollar-denominated bond. It's also considering selling euro and pound securities. Have a nice day. Thanks.